You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman and Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Well, insurance is a great topic, and I know that, you know, when we're talking about being smart with your money, okay, one of the biggest investments we make is a vehicle. So when it comes to cars and auto insurance, okay, let's jump into this. What are we seeing? Like, what kind of changes are you seeing in the industry with car insurance?
Okay. What we're seeing this year is really kind of unexpected for 2016. A couple of years ago, they started talking about, you know what, these auto premiums should be going down because we're getting automated systems. We're getting safer cars than we've ever had. But what we're seeing in 2016 is auto premiums are going up. And this was forecasted last year. We have felt this just in September. It finally hit us. But across the board, the industry, auto premiums are going up. And it's mostly because of the fatalities are going up.
So driving fatalities have gone up, even with these safer cars.
Yes, they have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so much so that the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration is calling it a crisis mode. And they put a 30-year plan in place. They're calling it a zero road deaths is their goal in the next 30 years. And they said it's definitely going to have to include self-driving vehicles and automated systems.
And no distracted drivers at that point.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. What do you guys think? It's like the cars are safer than they've ever been. Right. We have more fatalities. Why do you think that's happening?
Right. So why is that happening?
Well, distracted drivers. Distracted drivers is a big
texting,
part of it.
Texting, fiddling with their face in the mirror.
Multitasking. Right. We can't just drive. We can't just do one thing anymore.
Right. It's
exactly.
So true.
Well, so when you talk about crashes, how many of those do you think are actually caused by human error versus just all the other things that are out there?
Well, I'd like that you can ask, because the same report actually gave me a percentage that 94% of crashes are caused by human error.
Which 94? I go, duh.
That's what Tammy's I'm thinking. Like, well, wouldn't 100% of them?
Yeah. But then we got to talking, and, you know, you can't account for the deer that cross the road and the deer crossing sign locations.
Right, the barrel that falls off the truck in front of you or things like that that aren't necessarily human error.
The wheel that falls off the car, like you said, Doug.
Somebody has a heart attack while they're driving or things
things
are out of your control. But to know that still 94% of the accidents are caused by human error, not not some natural disaster.
Yeah, so
like
in my mind, it's like they're preventable. They're preventable if people would just drive correctly, pay attention, not be distracted, not follow closely.
So if somebody has not seen their insurance premiums go up yet, they should probably expect that.
Be watching the mail. Be watching. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure.
It's very likely that it's going to go up because that's going to be across the board for every insurance company.
Yes, it is. It's an industry-wide thing. The insurance companies are regulated by the state. They have to turn in their loss ratios. Every insurance company is going to have a negative loss ratio going on between the catastrophic losses, which are weather related, the thunderstorms and the hails, and between these fatalities. It's going to affect every company.
So how does an insurance company it almost sounds discriminatory, but rate risk? So a teenage driver versus an elderly person driver, how do you end up rating insurance like that?
We have our friends, the actuaries. You know, they take historical figures, you know, and they can justify this group of people, be it male, female, this age, you know, this demographic.
What are the things that they can rate risk for versus things that they can't rate risk for? Because you can rate it by age.
Right. Mm-hmm. And demographics, where you live, you know, what the car is, the safety features in the car. That's why we ask for a VIN. It pulls every safety feature of their car.
They can't rate it. They can't rate it by race.
No,
that's gonna be protected.
Yeah,
they can't rate it by what are some other things that are limited that they probably can't rate by.
I'm trying to think. Yeah,
pay
rate, what you make, your
you
annual income.
Because gender, they can rate by.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And it's in the back end, the back matrix of the insurance companies, how they figure out how to rate. But it's based on the actuarial reports. We're trying to figure out what the risk is.
Sure.
You know, if we're going to take $500 for 6 months of insurance from you, but tomorrow we might have to pay out $500,000 for a liability.
Right.
Yeah. How are we going to rate you for that? That possibly, you know,
those actuarials know how to party. They're probably a pretty fun group, aren't they?
Statistically, yes.
That's right. I was just going to say that. So my dad, he just turned 70, and he had to take the a new driver's test. He had to take the written test. So I found that interesting. So that kind of answers that a little bit. So when he got to be 70, he said that he turned in his passing results, and the insurance company offered a discount because he passed. Is that something that's true for all insurance companies, or just certain policies?
Not necessarily. Different insurance companies will do different things.
Now, mm-hmm. you guys offer discounts in passive restraint discounts, good student discounts. What are some others?
Right. Well, you get your multi-policy discount, multi-car, your auto home, the good student is a big
one.
We even have an advanced purchase discount. You know, they look at you as a confident planner. You didn't come to me the day before your policy was due.
Oh, nice.
So if you come to me at least a week before the policy's due, you get an advanced purchase discount that stays on there for the whole time.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And credit rating, I'm assuming, is
yes, credit rating is a big one. Exactly. Okay. What your payment plan is, whether you're doing full pay, you're doing monthly statement, or you're doing monthly EFT, all of those have different...
That can start saving you money there. Right. And then just reviewing your policy, I guess, with you would be a good step, too.
That's a good start. Call your agent. You should have an agent who can sit down with you and look over your coverages. Make sure that they're updated. You might have a car that's, 16 years old that you're carrying full coverage on, and you need to really sit down and figure that out. Is that something you need to do, or can you save some money by dropping it to liability only?
Mm-hmm. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance about how you can save money on car insurance. Sounds like a commercial, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right, so you just mentioned one of the ways to mitigate the cost of rising auto insurance. What are some other ways? What else can people do to get that cost down?
Well, one of the things I want to advise them to do, whether they're deciding if they want to do liability only or not, is to go ahead and evaluate their car. Go to NADA.com or go to the Kelley Blue Book. Mm-hmm. Find out what your car is worth. And then from there, say that car's only worth $2,000 and you have a $500 deductible.
Yeah, you really need full coverage for that.
Right. Are you going to have a dent fixed in it? Do you care? Are you just carrying it so if it's a total loss, you'll get some money? Because it is going to be a total loss. If the insurance company comes out and the adjuster figures if the cost to repair it is more than 75% the value of the car, they're just going to total it out.
All right. And then you're out.
So, what are you risking? Sometimes you're better off. Talk to your agent and find out what you can save by doing liability.
Well, Elaine, that's what I love about your service is that with the consultative approach, you ask the questions to make sure that people get the appropriate coverage and find ways where you're not only insured for everything you need to be, but you can get rid of the coverages you don't need.
Right. In that $1,500 example I gave, it's different from person to person. To someone that has a lot of money and savings, that doesn't mean anything to them. But there's some other people that $1,500 is a lot of money, and they do need to cover that risk.
Yeah, right. And
that kind of plays into another way to save money is deductibles. On your deductibles, be it your auto or your home, that's the one surefire way to save yourself money. That's the best way to save money is increasing your deductibles or self-insuring. We've talked about that, Doug.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of it. When we talk about being smart with your money, to me, if you can get yourself in a financial position where you have some money in reserve, then you self-insure by raising those deductibles. And that's one of the benefits, too, of not having car loans. Always paying cash for your cars is you can take as high of a deductible as you want versus if you have a car loan, your lender will typically dictate that you have to have a lower deductible.
Right.
$500, sometimes $1,000 they'll allow, but frequently it's a $500 deductible.
Right.
If you have enough money in reserve, I mean, what are some of the higher deductibles you can even take on a car?
You can go to $2,500. A lot of my clients will do a $2,500 deductible.
Obviously not on a $1,500 car.
No, I would not advise that.
Well, and here's the logic in it that I'll tell you if you're listening right now is. Insurance companies are going to charge you more in premiums than they pay out in claims, or they wouldn't be in business, as a general statement.
Sure.
Okay, so they're going to give you lower premiums if you take a higher deductible. Mm-hmm. And if you take that savings and you invest it wisely and you have some money in reserve, then you can self-insure. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between a $500 deductible and a $1,500 deductible? Well, your premium is definitely going to be less. And if you have a wreck, now you have an extra $1,000 at risk. But that may not be a big deal if you keep some money in reserve.
And we'll look at that when someone comes to see me. It depends on the risk in your household as well. Mm-hmm. If it's two people that all the kids are out of the house, what's the chances that you're going to have an accident? If you're a young family that has two, teenage drivers, there's a good chance you're going to have an accident. So we might want we're going to weigh that risk. Do we want the lower deductible? We'll look over all of that.
So for our listeners, you mentioned you would extend a free offer to be able to review their insurance form to make sure they have the appropriate coverages.
Absolutely.
And, all right. So if somebody wants to be able to get that free review of their insurance, what's the best way for them to contact you?
I would say to call our office at 314-238-0055.
So 314-238-0055. Call Lane Marr from Farmers Insurance. Have her review your policies. And Elaine, you'll review not just the auto policies, but home policies also, right?
Right. I'm a big believer in just looking those over and making sure there aren't any gaps. So many of us get comfortable with our insurance and don't want to talk about it. But meanwhile, there's been some life changes that have happened. Mm-hmm. And we can find some gaps in there where maybe you're missing some insurance, or we can find some ways to reduce the price by having you take off some of the coverages that you just don't need. Mm-hmm. They're not applicable anymore.
Any way we can let our listeners save extra money, I like it. And you definitely help people save a lot of money on insurance.
Mm-hmm. I like to protect them and also let them know how this is going to pan out. Are your policies user friendly?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Elaine, thank you very much for being a service to our clients. And you can get Elaine's information also on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Look for Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. Reach out to her today and make sure that you're saving all the money that you can. All right. Thanks again, Elaine.
Thank you.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.